Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We have just completed here a Daniel eschatology school. I had so much fun. We started at 9 o'clock in the morning. We stopped at noon. We ate here on the grounds at Prayer Mountain, and then we started back up at 2 and went to 5. So every day for 4 days, we had at least 6 hours teaching. And it was just marvelous. We may figure out a way that we can offer that later on. I say things when we're out here. It's such close communion, you know, and nobody's going to put it on YouTube or something like that. And you can say things and go into things about the Antichrist, for instance, and other things. So we'll possibly have a way for you to watch that. But I'm going to just whet your appetite a little bit for a few weeks, just kind of skimming over Daniel, because it is such an important book when you want to study about the end times. And the big, big thing in Daniel about the end times is Daniel's 70th week. The church, did you know that if you didn't have any, if you never read past Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you wouldn't know anything about the church? You think you would because you've read what comes after. You've read the epistles, but you would not know. Because it was a mystery, it was a hidden mystery. The church is not a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. The church is a revelation. When you watch prophecy fulfilled as a sign of the times, you have to watch the Jews, because they are what Jesus told us to watch, the Jews and the nations of prophecy in the Old Testament. Now, there is a space left for the church in the Old Testament, and that is Daniel's 70th week, the space just before Daniel's 70th week. We're going to go into this in some detail if you'll be with us for a few weeks here. But today, I'm just going to skip over and read that chapter where the 70th week appears. Daniel's praying about Jerusalem. He's praying about they've been in the Babylonian captivity for 70 years. He has just seen prophecy fulfilled in that the Medo-Persians have overthrown the Babylonians. And so he seeks God by prayer and fasting as to the timing for his people, for the holy city, and for the holy mountain. It has really nothing to do with the church. Daniel doesn't know anything about the church. But here is the 70th. Here's the space left for us in the Old Testament. While he was praying, Gabriel came and gave him the answer to his prayer. The 24th verse of chapter 9, Daniel said, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, that's the Jews, upon thy holy city, Jerusalem. And then it says what will be done in those 70 weeks. Then in verse 20, I'll just read it. And upon thy holy city, number one, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the holy of holies. That's a place. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. That's 69 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood unto the end of the war. Desolations are determined, and he, this is the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. So we see here 70 weeks. Now we're going to go into detail on this one day, but today we're not. We're just looking for a space for the church. And Gabriel says that God's going to deal with the Jews in a period of 70 weeks. Everyone agrees that these are weeks of years. So 70 weeks of years are 490 years. Then he says there will be Messiah the Prince will come after 69 weeks. He'll be cut off. And then there will be the 70th week. Now, Messiah the Prince, we know, is Jesus. Well, it was more than 490 years, 483 years. 69 times 7 is 483 years. It was more years than that from Daniel's time to when Jesus came. But what are we dealing with here? It's like it's God's dealing with the Jews. He said God's going to deal with the Jews, settle everything for them in a period of 70 weeks of years. It's like a ball game. If you go to a basketball game, you have 2 20-minute halves. But nobody ever went to a basketball game and went at 7 o'clock and the game was finished at 20 minutes till 8. No one ever did that. It takes about 2 hours to play the thing out. Why? Because of something called timeouts. They take a timeout for this, a timeout for that, and the actual playing time. They take timeout to shoot free throws. Coaches have timeouts. Now they have media timeouts. So it takes a long time. But the actual game itself is played in 40 minutes. So that's how it is with the Jews. There are times that God is dealing with them Jews, with the Jews, and bringing them forward in his plan for them. And then there are times when it's timeout. There is a timeout between the 69th week and the 70th week. After 69 weeks, Messiah the Prince shall be cut off. Now, there's 1 week left. There's 1 week of years left, the 70th week, which is 7 years for God's dealing with the Jews. We'll study that later, but we know that is the 7 years that we have called the tribulation time. The Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. The Bible calls it a period of wrath, God's wrath and judgment upon the earth. God's going to judge the earth. He is in a period right now, particularly of judging the nations. He's going to judge it, and we're seeing it happen now. There will be a 7-year period of extreme judgment that is shown in the book of Revelation. But I'm reading to you now from a statement in the Numerical Bible in a preface to the book of Revelation, and it says, "The future before the world is largely, alas, made up of judgment. Although it is true that the judgment is for a blessing which lies beyond it and which is as bright as God can make it, yet the judgment is emphatically a judgment of the world as it now is, a judgment in which the whole present fashion of the world passes away. And how important that we should know why it should pass away, and now to apprehend the mind of God with regard to that which he is going to judge. In this way, prophecy is of the most practical nature and a grand help to real holiness, that is, to a separation from evil, which necessarily is found in fellowship with him. If there are things with which finally it will be seen that he cannot allow to go on, then how clearly this must enter into our present estimate of them. If we are able to find in all this God's moral ways as the end will perfectly bring them out, then how great may be the importance of any detail whatsoever." The prophecy of Daniel's 70 weeks, they go on to talk about that. It shows us in the plainest way how God is keeping Israel before him, can never forget her, and that the time of final blessing is one in which that interest in his earthly people will be most manifestly shown. A good way for you to think about it, folks, is that the Jews are God's earthly people during the millennium, and the church is God's heavenly people. But the prophecy shows us that in these determined times, which have to do with Israel, there is a gap of unreckoned time, which, while it does not bring Christianity into view, it makes room for it. So in the whole entire Old Testament, we don't see the church prophesied at all. In fact, The Bible tells us it was a hidden mystery. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 6 through 8 about the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are mature. It's not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. This mystery, the Greek word in the New Testament translated mystery is mysterion, and it means divine secret, hidden secret. God has plans that he is revealing now, and they are called in the New Testament his mysteries. There's the mystery of the church. We'll look at it today. There's the mystery of Israel, spoken of in Romans 9, 10, and 11. There's the mystery of iniquity, speaking of the Antichrist, which speaks in 2 Thessalonians. So when you see this word mystery, it is a divine plan, a secret. It was God's secret in the Old Testament. It was hidden, but it has been now revealed. And we see here in verse 7, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are mature. It's not the wisdom of this world. Verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They wouldn't have fallen right into God's hand by placing our Lord Jesus Christ up on a cross to die for our sins and cover us with his blood. The Amplified Translation says of verse 7, the wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us into the glory of his presence. The church is the organism, the body of Christ, particularly fitted to be with the Father. No man comes unto the Father except by him. And the church is going to the Father. It was a hidden mystery in all the Old Testament, but it is now revealed. And we'll talk tomorrow how it has been revealed. I want to remind you of some things we have coming up. I particularly want to talk to you about our youth tour, and it as well an adult tour going to Israel on June 16 through 29. I'm looking forward to this. I will have been coming on an around-the-world trip from Australia, and when we get to Israel, we're going to start in a place we've never started before. We're going to start at the Dead Sea area. We're going to visit Abraham's Wells. We're going to look at where the British and the Australian forces came in to release Israel, for God to pick back up with her and move toward that 70th week. If you have youth in your church, why not take up some money to send one of them on this trip and affect them for life to be a supporter of Israel? You can find about the trip. Just call us at 417-336-4877, or you can go on billybrim.org. Shalom.